Be'ez Hashem Zbaruch, we begin Hilchas Avadim, the laws of slaves, the fifth out of the five halachas in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which yesh b'chlol and shleish eser mitzvahs. In their category, there's 13 commandments, chamesh mitzvahs asay, five positive commandments, u'shmeinu mitzvahs leis asay, and eight negative prohibitions. V'zeh p'rotin, and these are their specifics. Aleph, number one, din kinyan eber ebri, the law of the acquisition of the Hebrew, the Jewish slave. Beis, number two, shleish mochem im keres eved, he shouldn't be sold like a slave. Gimel, number three, shleish abden b'farach, shouldn't be worked with hard, unnecessary labor. Dal number four, shlei navid by avodas avid. You should not work him the way you work a slave. Hey number five, shlei naniach ger toishav. We should not allow the resident comrade, lirdis by bavach, to subdue him with hard, harsh labor. Vav number six, lahanik loy b'tzeisu chavshi. To pack him up with gifts when he leaves as a free man. Zayin number seven, shlei yitzirekim. He shouldn't go empty handed. Ches number eight, lifter thom abriyah to redeem the Jewish maidservant. Test number 9, Liyada, to go ahead and marry her. Yud number 10, Shlei Timochesh, she shouldn't be resold again. Yud Alf number 11, Lavid Be'evid Kenan L'Olam, to keep enslaved the non-Jewish slave forever. Elim Ken Hippo Le'adoin of Echad Merosh Ebedev, unless if his master causes to fall one of his primary tips of his organs. Yud Be'ez number 12, Shlei Lahazgir Evid, Shebarach Mechutz La'arz La'etz Yisrael, not to send back the slave who fled from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And Yud Gimel number 13, Shlei Lahoynes Eved Zeh Hanitzel Aleinu, not to oppress this slave who is saved to us. Ubei Mitzvah Zeilu, in the explanation of these commandments, of the Prokamil on these chapters, where there are nine chapters. The first three discuss the laws of Eved, the Jewish slave. Perek Dal discuss Alma Vriya, the Jewish maidservant. And Perek Hei Tetes discuss the laws of Eved Kenani, of the non-Jewish slave. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses the selling of an Eved Ivri and how we conduct ourselves with this Eved Ivri. As Rambam gets a lachah regarding the essence of this idea of the Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave. Eved Ivri Amen Batayra, the Hebrew slave that is mentioned in the Torah, Ze Yisraeli, this is a Jew, Shemachru is the Bezna al Karcha, that the courts either sold him against his will, or he's selling himself with his own consent. Kitzer Haso. So Ganav Vein Lo Lasham is a Karen. If someone stole and he doesn't have money to pay back the principal, Bezdin Meichonos to the courts, they sell him Kamishaman Bechaz Geneva, like we said in the laws of theft, in Perek Gimel Hichaz Geneva Halacha Yiralf. Now, Ve'in Lucha Ish B'Yisrael, Shemeichonos Bezdin, there is no man in the Jewish people that the courts sell him. El Hagan Mavad, that's the one exception, a thief. Valzer Shemachru Bezdin, and this that the courts sell him. Who aim at this, what the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Mishpatim, Kisikne Ebed Ivi, if you're going to acquire a Jewish slave. The love of Oymer Mishnah Torah, it's regarding him that it says in Sefer Devarim, Ki Mochel Cho Achicho Ivri, that if it's going to be sold to you, your Jewish brother. Now, Mechor Atzma Ketzer, what's the case of when he sells himself? Zeh Yisrael, this is a Jewish, Sheheni B'Yesa, became very poor. Noshen L'Torah D'Shus, the Torah gives him permission, Limkes Atzma to sell himself. Shemek says in the Pasuk, Me'yikra, V'chiyamach Achicho Imach, that if your brother's going to become poor with you, V'nimkalach, and he's going to be sold to you. Now he's not allowed to sell himself. Ulatznias dumb of it to put away the money. Or liknas b'mschayir akem, what to use it to buy merchandise or vessels. Or liknas b'chayib to pay back his creditors. Elam kin sarich la'achem avad, only needs it literally for food to put bread on the table. And the person is not allowed to sell himself. Actually, shor leklum until has nothing left. I feel like sus leishor le, that he doesn't even have a garment left. The achkachim kres asma, only then is he allowed to go ahead and sell himself. Halacha Beis continues regarding that women and comrades, they cannot be sold as slaves. Kfar Bi'arn already explained in Paragim of Mechaz Geneva Lochid Beis, She'in Ishanim Keres B'Geneva Asa, a woman does not get sold for her theft. V'chein Einim Acheres Asma, she also cannot sell herself. V'in Akoina, neither could she acquire, Lo Yabir Ibrin, not a Jewish slave, but cannot not a non-Jewish slave, Nechashah, because suspicion with this woman, with that man. V'in Agir Niknim Ebed Ibrin, neither could a convert become acquired as a Jewish slave. Shemuk, it says in the Pasig, Bishav el mishpachta, he returns to his family when he's released. Mishiyash el mishpachta, that's only someone that has a family. Whereas a ger that converts is like a cut genetically, like a newborn baby that has no family, and hence he's excluded from halachas of eved ivri. Halacha gimel continues regarding limitations on the selling and the buying of eved ivri. Eved ivri shemacharu bezin, regarding the Jewish slave that the courts sold him. You can only sell him to a Jew, oyli ger tzedek, or to a righteous convert. So that someone sells himself. He's not allowed to sell himself to a non-Jew, but even to a resident convert who keeps the Noahide laws, he's not allowed to sell himself to a ger toshev. Now, vim over amachar atzma, if he violates and he sells himself, if he looks even to a non-Jew, even to the idolatry itself, that is a machar, he's sold. Shemak says in the pasig, oyle eker mishpachas ger, or to that which is uprooted from the family of the convert, leiker. what's uprooted? Zehanim kol avodah zarah atzma. That's the one who sold to the avodah zarah itself. Halacha dal. Let's say he comes along and he tells you, I'm selling myself to a non-Jew. You're not connected to help him out at all. Until he actually sells himself. But once he sold to a Gentile, even though he violated and did it inappropriately, mitzvah ladoisa. It's a mitzvah to redeem him. Lo yitam behem, that he should not become assimilated with them. Shlomo says in the pasuk, after nimkraft that he sold, geula tilai, there should be a redemption to him. Halacha hey. Now, echad amecha has asked me whether someone sells himself, or shemechru bezno, the court sold him, in the nimkav if a hesed, he's not sold out in the open, al evan amekach, on the stone of the selling, where there was a large stone that people would sell their wares. Philippa simta, and neither in the alleyways, kederek sha'avadim nimkarmim, the way slaves are sold. Shemech says, napasik, lo yimachrim keres abad, he should not be sold the selling of a slave. In the nimkav if a sin of a derech kavad, he's only sold in a discreet way, in an honorable way. Halach avav continues regarding the prohibition of working him very hard. The working of a slave. Kol eved ivri asur lavad by befarach. Every Jewish slave is forbidden to work with him with crushing labor. Beizi avod is perach. What's considered crushing labor? Zu avod shein lekitzva. This is work that has no end. Avod shein tzarchla, and it's work that he doesn't need. Ella tia machshavtoi. Rather, his intent should be lavidei bovach leibatel, only to have him work so that he shouldn't be doing anything. Mikan nomer chachom. From here, the sages said, shlo yemali. You shouldn't tell him adur tachas akafan mach avay. Okay, you know, hold beneath the grave until I come. Not like kids. We didn't give him a set amount. That's crushing labor. You don't know when that's going to end. Eliyimle, rather, they should tell him adur atshaplain is ho till the area until that to a certain time. Oyd mukamplain or until that place. Vechin loyimle also, you shouldn't tell him chafar mokam zeh. Okay, go dig this area for in the tzarchle, and he doesn't really need it. Vafel lahachim lekeishel chamin elahotzin, or even if he just tells him to warm up a cup or cool it off, in the tzarchle doesn't need it. Usser, that's forbidden by Evolov, but let's say in the violence negative prohibition, like says in the Pasuk, they sit by Befarach, he should not subdue him with crushing labor. He's only allowed to have him do things which are a set amount and that he needs. So to the Gentile, Shanim Kled sold him, if he subdues him with crushing labor, meaning, if this Jew is sold to the Gentile, if he works him with crushing labor, another Jew is commanded to stop that Gentile from doing that to the Jew. And if they let the Gentile work that Jewish slave like that, even Malays, they say they violate negative prohibition. Like in the Pasuk, you should not have him subdued with crushing labor into your eyes that you see this going on. Now, but the Einon and Niskokin, well, we're not required Likonis Lashusas Shagoy to go into the property of the Gentile, but Livdik Achrab to go inspect after him, Shleib Din Beferech, that they don't go ahead and work him crushing labor. Shemak says, Nepasal Einecha, to your eyes. When you see, then that's a violation, but you don't have to go inspect and make sure that's not happening. Halacha Zayin, regarding the work of a slave to his master. So, kol eved ivri, every Jewish slave, osli so shakano, it's forbidden for the Jew who bought him, lavida b'dvarim buzim, to work him with disgraceful, derogatory words, shem yuchod lasiyas avadim, which is designated for the way you work with a slave. Like, for example, they should have him carry his vessels to the bathhouse. So, yachlis le manolav, or to take off his shoes. Shem, because it's not possible, le savid by avad savid. The Jewish slave, you shouldn't treat him like the way you do with a full-fledged a non-Jewish slave. In a noig by el kasachar, rather you treat the Jewish slave like a hired laborer. Shlomo says in the pasuk, kasachar ketosha v'yimach, like a hired laborer, like a resident. That's how you treat him. Umutel esapale sa'arab. Now he could cut his hair. Ulechavas like susa. He could wash his clothing. Ulechavas like sasa. He could bake his dough. Avol yasa is a bal naram. You shouldn't make him a bathhouse attendant for the public, or esapale ram, or a barber for the public, or nachman ram, or the public a baker. Now, if this was his profession, actually, before he was sold, it is a yes, and then he could do that was his profession. But he shouldn't go ahead and initially teach him a craft of work. Only a craft that he had been doing before he was sold. Now, the Medvim, when do we say this? By a Jewish slave, because his soul is downtrodden in his sale. But a Jew who wasn't sold, Mutal Shamash Bekevit, he actually could work him like a slave. He's only doing this work with consensual, with his own desire. So actually, yeah, you could work him hard. The slave, actually, you have to be concerned because of the humbleness that he feels in this whole experience. Then he actually, it's actually the crushing labor is actually a violation of his humanity. Halacha Ches, Anashim She'enim Noigim Kashura. Men who do not conduct themselves according to the appropriate conduct, mutul or daisam, you could subdue them b'chazka with force, ulishtabem, and you could go ahead and do work with them. Melech Shagaz, or a king who decreed, Shakol Mishalit Namasa Kotzav HaKol Yesh V'esh, whoever does not give the tax that's set on every single person's head, Yishtabed Lezesh Nos Namasa Yodeh, will become enslaved to the one who pays the tax for him. And he's a mutlash tamash, but he's a medai. He's allowed to go ahead and do work with him more than what's necessary. But not like that of a slave, meaning like that of a non-Jewish slave, which was a disgraceful type of enslavement. Now, but if it does not conduct himself appropriately, mutlash tamash, then you're actually allowed to go ahead and work with him like a slave. Halachatas, the relationship of the master towards his slave. So kol eved ivri, every Jewish slave, or oma ivri, or Jewish maidservant, chayv odin lahashavoysim loy, the master has to treat them equally, b'machal, with food, b'mashka, with drink, b'chsos, with clothing, b'modder, and regarding dwelling. Shtamak says the pasuk in the bottom, ki toiv le'imach, because it's good for him with you. Shalitei ato oichal pasnaka, you shouldn't be eating refined bread, but oichal paskiba is eating coarse bread. Ato shoysiyan yashin, you're drinking old wine, but shoysiyan chadash is drinking the inferior new wine. After Yoshna Gabi Moichin, you're sleeping on cushions, but Yoshna Gabi Tevni sleeping on the straw. After Durbak Krach, you're living in the city, but Durbak Four, he's living out in the village. Oy, or the other way around, because each one has a benefit and a flaw. After Durbak Far, you're living in the village, but Yoshna Krach, and he has to sit in the city. Shnamak says in the Pasuk, Gimbe Yikar, but Yotza Mi'imach, he goes out from with you, meaning he has the same dwelling as you. Because from here they said, whoever acquires a Jewish slave, it's like as if he acquired a master of himself. And the halacha requires that you treat him just as much, and if you have that one pillow, he's going to get it. You have to treat him the way you treat brothers, and it says in the pasuk about chicham and neisol, and the you brothers, the Jewish people. Now, even so, socha eved linig ba'atzma minig avdus, but still, the slave has to treat himself like in the custom of slaves. But is not void the shoy slave regarding the services that he has to do for his master. Now, halacha yud concludes regarding the taking effect of the laws of evedivri. In Alma Avriya, the laws of the Jewish maidservant is not neheges, does not apply. Neither does the Jewish slave apply. Il bezmancha yevil noig, only at a time when the laws of yevil, which every 50 years applies, like it says in the pasuk, achnasa yevil yavrimach, until the year of yevil he works with him. So it's only that you have such a concept of yevil. Bein ebed ibi shemach asma, whether the Jewish slave sells himself, bein zeh shemachul abesn, whether that of when the court sell him. Like Rabbi Yannam already explained, the paragraph from Melchashmita of yevil, halacha gimel, masay batla yevil is when did it stop being this halacha of yevil.